Proponents of a ballot initiative in Colorado Springs that would require voter approval for any future sale or trade of city-owned parkland have decided not to collect signatures to get the issue on April's citywide ballot. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, supporters say they're looking at other options.
The proposed initiative is called Protect Our Parks, or POPs, and it's been backed by many of the same people who opposed the controversial Broadmoor land exchange, in which the city traded the hotel a section of North Cheyenne Canyon called Strawberry Fields. Proponents say they may look to city council to refer the measure to this April's ballot. At Tuesday's council meeting, Mayor John Suthers discouraged this.
Yes, we all love our tremendous park system, but the fact of the matter is the city has used land exchanges to enhance that park system on many, many occasions, and we don't want to take that ability away.
A judge recently ruled that language in the originally proposed initiative calling for a retroactive vote on the Broadmoor deal must be removed because it combined two issues in one measure and could be confusing. POP's proponents say they hope to decide on next steps by January. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.